Welcome to the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Mukunda Chandra Cohan, the founder of YourWellnessYogi.com and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to the highest potential. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine, and yet as life's challenges grind and wear us down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us, and if we stray too far from it, we will be unhappy in our life. At Your Wellness Yogi and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mindfulness mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today and take advantage of our two free personal one-to-one coaching conversations by taking the Circle of Life quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action plan to take control of your life. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a favor, to write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/podcast and click on subscribe to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show by opening up the podcast app. Thank you and enjoy this week's episode, and I appreciate you listening.
One of the major obstacles to maximizing your success and happiness is a lack of self-awareness. You know your friends' flaws better than they do. It's human nature to not have an acute view of yourself. We'd rather stick our heads in the sand and remain oblivious to our shortcomings. We'd prefer to believe that we're unlucky rather than taking the wrong approach. This presents a huge challenge because if you can't see yourself and your behavior accurately, how can you grow and evolve optimally? If you're brave enough to develop a keen sense of self-awareness, you'll be more likely to have a successful and rewarding life. I want you to try these techniques to learn more about yourself. Listen to your values. Taking an hour to identify and prioritize your values will tell you a lot about yourself. You're bound to find a few surprises if you take the time to do this exercise every day. Write down your goals. Defining what you'd like to have, do, and experience in your lifetime is also very revealing. Most of us are too busy surviving from day to day to do and consider our goals. Make time to determine the type of life you want to experience, and you'll become more self-aware. Keep a journal. There are entire books written about journaling. Read one of them and develop your own journaling process. Writing is different from the incessant chatter happening between your ears all day. Self-awareness is only a notebook and a pen away. Have a heart-to-heart with a close friend. Your friends and family know more about you than you know about yourself. They can see your flaws and strengths quite clearly. Be brave and ask them to tell you about yourself. Meditate. If you want to understand your mind, meditate. You'll be shocked by what you find. Meditation is great for your physical health, emotional health, and self-awareness. 30 minutes a day will reveal a lot about you. Use your imagination. Imagine you're a fly on the wall and visualize how you interact with others. Remember both stress and happy experiences. How do you think your coworkers, friends, family, neighbors, and others view you? How do you come across? How do you think a stranger in the store views you? Take a personality test. There are many personality and aptitude tests available online. Many of them are free. Take these tests and see what they have to say about you. Before dismissing anything that seems way off base, really think about it. Then ask a close friend if they think the assessment is accurate. Identify the traits in others that bother you. What do you dislike about others? What does this say about you? Try to be objective and see if you have the same traits. We are often turned off by people that exhibit characteristics we don't like in ourselves. How self-aware are you? Do you know how others view you? Do you understand your flaws? What are your greatest strengths? In what type of environment do you thrive? What are your values? What are your goals? How did you contribute to the failure of your past relationship? If you can't answer these questions quickly and easily, developing greater self-awareness will benefit you. Until you understand yourself well, your life will appear to be determined by forces beyond your control. Become more self-aware and regain mastery of your life.
Thank you for listening to the Living Life on Purpose podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more information on our yoga and coaching classes, please visit our website at yourwellnessyogi.com and please sign up for our newsletter. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.